Greetings, fellow pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and it's episode 14 of our journey through James. Today is our last episode in the book of James, our immersion, excursion for the last 2 weeks as we've delved into this amazing letter, really, from the brother of Jesus, who tells us all the dangers and temptations we face as we try to live the life that Jesus laid out for us, and how to self-correct, I guess, more than anything, our life, and be aware of how we stray and what it looks like. And he closes his book with a section on prayer, emphasizing that prayer is an act of faith. And without faith, there really is no prayer. But prayer with faith is a very powerful, powerful thing in this world. And it should become part of our very existence, this prayer of faith. And so, we've got the monks going. They're sounding pretty good. We're back to the coastal linen, hefty candle, and the cozy chamomile tea. It's also the Sabbath, August 2nd, and so attached to this very email is your link to the post-game show after the worship service today. So at 10 a.m. Central Time, there's a Facebook Live worship service from Vine Street Christian Church. And immediately afterwards, there's about a half hour of time of fellowship. It's called the Sunday Morning Post-Game Show. And you can link into that Zoom meeting by using the link in this email, where it says connect with Zoom meeting or something like that. So it's all there. Today's our finale until we decide our next step, but we have some amazing good words. The final verses of the book of James, chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. And let us begin. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Amen. And thus concludes the book of James. All right. So we let that settle and absorb. We're going to listen to it one more time, asking for God to lead us to the word or the phrase or the message, the vision, the sign, what God has in store for us in the context of these last seven verses of the book of James. Let's open our hearts and just listen for truth. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Amen. And now our Jesus calling benediction from Sarah Young, as Jesus speaks one more time to us on this Sabbath day, the Lord's day. As he says, bring me the sacrifice of your time. He says, bring me the sacrifice of your time, a most precious commodity. In this action-addicted world, few of my children take time to sit quietly in my presence. But for those who do, blessings flow like streams of living water. I, the one from whom all blessings flow, am also blessed by our time together. This is a deep mystery. Do not try to fathom it. Instead, glorify me by delighting in me. Enjoy me now and forever. What a wonderful benediction to end our two-week immersion excursion into the book of James. Bring me the sacrifice of your time, a most precious commodity. In this action-addicted world, few of my children take time to sit quietly in my presence. Let's do some of that today. After all, it is the Sabbath. It's the Lord's Day. Let's find some time to sit quietly with God and just be with God. Give God the time. See what God does with it. Amen. Well, again, I remind you, the link to the post-game show Zoom meeting is on this email. I hope you can join us for the worship at 10. And the post-game show immediately following, around 11, a little before, a little after. And stay tuned for our next daily devotional series, which is yet to be determined. But if you have any ideas, please, please email me or text me, call me, whatever. And we will certainly give that prayerful consideration. But now, as you walk through your Sabbath today, do everything you can to make sure the Lord gets your time, and that truly can be called God's day, the Lord's day, the Sabbath. Amen.